This is Dr. Oliveros on January the 12th of 2023. January 12th, 2023. The name of the patient is Linda Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Linda, L-I-N-D-A, number one. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD 3A. The creatinine remains at 1.1 milligram percent. The BUN is 22 and the estimated GFR is 51 mLs per minute. Period. There is no activity in the urinary sediment, and the amount of proteinuria is less than 200. The patient is in very stable condition. We are going to make recommendations regarding the management of the salt and the fluid intake that have not been the best. This patient is supposed to be with 2,000 milligrams of sodium on a daily basis with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. And we emphasize the need to do that. The physical examination shows that the patient has significant fluid retention. In the extremities, the peripheral edema is 1 over 4, but we notice that she has some periorbital edema. Period. Number two, the hemoglobin A1C is 5.1. We cannot ask for a better blood sugar control. Number three, this patient has valvular heart disease, aortic and mitral valve. Is followed by Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, and the doctors in Bradenton, Dr. Piker, P-I-K-A-R, and Dr. Galino, G-A-L-I-N-O, period. Taking into consideration that the patient has a diastolic dysfunction and history of congestive heart failure in the past is a must to follow a sodium diet that is restricted and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. The patient has been without any shortness of breath. Following normal coronary artery disease, the patient has a stent in the left anterior descending artery, and she is on Eliquis 2.5 milligrams POBID. Following number, anemia that is followed at the cancer center. She gets iron infusions from time to time. The saturation of iron this time is 17%. But we are going to defer the management of this anemia to the hematologist. Following number, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today is 140 over 90. She states that she gets better numbers at home. I really think that this patient should pay attention to their recommendations, and the most likely situation is that we recommend the use of the SGLT2 inhibitor during the next visit. Paragraph. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.